Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Eleanor Clift, a political correspondent for the Daily Beast. Hello, Eleanor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
So good to have you here. I wanted to start out by, you know, the big news of this week, I think you'd have to say, was the email report from the inspector generals over at the State Department, which laid into question some of the things that Hillary Clinton did when she was Secretary of State in setting up this private email server, said it wasn't permitted, said that it violated the rules, and it just goes on and on to bring into question the wisdom of making that decision when she was Secretary of State. How is this playing with Democrats?
I think Democrats are looking at this and saying it's just more of the same, and that she's apologized, said it was a bad decision. There's nothing criminal about it. A separate server maybe wasn't permitted, but it wasn't prohibited either. It was hardly a headline subject at the State Department, and the State Department email system is a total mess. They expected people to print out every email and keep it in a box. I think it's never good when email and Hillary Clinton appear in the same story, but I think it's a total confusing story, and I think there's no criminality, and it would be nice if the FBI could wrap up their investigation.
That's not that confusing. I mean, she broke the State Department's protocols and rules, which are put in place so that the State Department can be in line with Federal Records Act, which is the law. And actually, there's now evidence to show that she specifically went around those rules so that she could avoid having any of her emails made available through FOIA requests. And by the way, that worked. We're not getting emails from her on FOIA requests until years after she was Secretary of State. That's not really confusing, is it? Is that how you
I think it's quite confusing. The rules were very murky. They weren't really enforced. They weren't enforced for her predecessors either.
Well, actually, the rule came into place in 2009.
The emails that have come out have shown anything to get worked up over.
Eleanor, the rules were in place in 2009, so of course they wouldn't be set up for her predecessor. 2009 is when she started.
No. Well, everybody was supposed to turn over their emails. I think critics of Hillary Clinton are going to keep harping away on this. I just don't think that it is anything that's going to derail her presidential campaign.
Well,
there are many other issues, and in the end, you have a choice between two candidates. And are you going to get worked up about an email system that she didn't adhere to in every jot and tittle?
No, actually, not in any jot or tittle. Actually, not one jot or tittle.
Yeah. Well, Eleanor, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to get at is that I'm hearing from you that you think the Democrats won't pay any attention to this at all. And yet it does sort of fold into this narrative about Hillary. When you do the polling on her, people say, well, she's not trustworthy. We don't think she's honest. She is sometimes deceptive, or she obfuscates things. She gets a little too cute with the facts.
You're not telling me anything I haven't heard for 20 or 30 years.
Well, I know, but doesn't that fold into the narrative?
There is a competitive Democratic contest going on, but when you look at the allocation of delegates, it's more likely that Hillary Clinton is going to get the nomination than Bernie Sanders is. And I think what Democrats are concerned about is that their party come together and focus on November and beating Donald Trump at the ballot box.
I'd love your opinion on the future of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The knife seemed to be out for her. You've seen this sort of thing happen in this town over your years. Do you think she survives? And do you think it's fair that the Sanders camp seemed to have it out for the congresswoman from Florida?
I think the Sanders camp wants to have some things that they can call victories. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz does get Sanders supporters very worked up because they feel that she really put her thumb on the scale for Hillary Clinton. So I wouldn't put a lot of money on Debbie Wasserman Schultz's, you know, long-time future, but I don't think that's unusual either. Generally, you know, once the party comes together, their new people get put into DNC anyway. It's not a a long-time job.
Well,
when you get a gold watch.
Well, that's so true. Although usually the person who loses the Democratic contest for the nomination isn't the one who dictates whether the chairwoman should leave. I mean, Hillary Clinton should stand by Debbie Wasserman.
I don't know that he's going to be dictating, but I think that
let's face it, hold on.
Had a close race on the Democratic side, and he's got some people on the platform committee. They're talking about a race, a contest over how Israel is treated in the platform.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one that Bernie Sanders is going to lose.
You know how this works, though.
He's going to win some, and he should. He's run an extraordinary race.
But Hillary Clinton, you know how this works. If Hillary Clinton wants Debbie Wasserman Schultz to stay, she's going to stay. Why shouldn't she stand by and defend Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Shouldn't she?
That's up to Hillary Clinton as to whether Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I know it is, but I'm asking your opinion.
Or not. And it's also up to Debbie Wasserman Schultz whether she wants to throw her body across the train tracks. I just think that is such a minimal issue about whether Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I thought women in politics were supposed to stick up for each other.
She's got a tough race in Florida that she's got to worry about, too.
Wow.
So,
handwriting's on the wall. There.
So, Donald Trump clinched yesterday. Hillary Clinton, we were told, you know, was the all but certain nominee of her party, and I think she ultimately will be. But why is she having such difficulty putting Bernie Sanders away? I mean, the recent polls in California suggest it's very tight.
Well, as I recall, in 92, when the race went to California, Bill Clinton didn't really clinch the nomination either. You know, I think Democrats have competitive fights, and Bernie Sanders has raised a lot of issues that Democrats care about deeply. And I think it's fine. Let everybody vote. Why should the Californians be denied having two candidates to vote for? I don't have a problem with him staying in the race at all.
And you think that you have no doubt that in Philadelphia the party will unify behind their nominee Joe Biden?
I have no doubt.
All right. Eleanor, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Eleanor. It's always a pleasure. Thanks
for
joining us.
It is. It always is.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.